$10. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed. 15,000 an hour until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color. Great fiction, interesting features, factual articles, color illustrations. All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit. Another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. In all the history of the sea, there are no chapters more romantic or thrilling than those of the Yankee Clippers, those swift American ships which sailed over perilous and unknown seas through fair weather and foul for the glory of the American merchant marine. And now Captain Dave Landers, one of the last of the sailing skippers, relates tales never before told of these heroic days. Chapter 8, Long Pig in the South Seas, is the latest chapter to appear in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This week's front-page drama, Long Pig to Fresh Mutton, is a dramatization of the colorful incident in this week's chapter of When the Yankee Clipper Ruled the Seven Seas. The Yankee Clipper, Alina R. Curtis, with Captain Dave Landers in command, bound north out of Melbourne, Australia for Yokohama, Japan, is becalmed off Sir Charles Harding Island. Captain Landers is talking to his first and second mates.
We're in one devil of a fix. Not a breath of air. Look at that water. Still as death.
Aye. We'll be in a worse fix if a wrong wind blows up. We'll smash us right onto those reefs.
Ahoy, below! There's something brewing ashore! Looks like trouble!
Mr. Wilson.
Aye, aye, sir.
Run up those mizzen shrouds and see what's bothering the watch up there.
Aye, aye, sir.
I hope what I'm thinking ain't right, Captain.
What the devil are you thinking, Mr. Bixby? Come on, out with it.
Well, in the first place, I don't like being anchored so close to that infernal island.
Neither do I, but it isn't a matter of choice, Mr. Bixby. The wind died down to a flat calm and we drifted. We're anchored now, so we won't drift in any further.
Aye. And we're too close for comfort now.
Captain Landers, sir! Captain Landers!
The lookout was right, Captain Landers. There's trouble brewing, all right. The beach on the island is black with natives and their war canoes. They're lighting fires and doing their war dance.
Yeah, that's what I mean, Captain. Those natives are cannibals.
Are you sure?
Aye, Captain. I know them. As soon as they spotted us in the crow's nest, they started waving spears, steels, and knives.
Aye, there's no mistaking what they intend to do.
Yes, they're waiting for us to settle for the night. Then they'll sneak alongside and board us.
Aye, aye, sir, you're right there, sir. And by morning, we'll be long pigs, a stewing in their stew pot.
Not without a bloody fight, we won't. Mr. Bixby, pipe your crew on deck. Get all the bottles and glass you can find. Break them up with the sharp, jagged edges, topside up.
Aye, aye, sir. We'll break out a keg of those big copper tacks and spread those where they'll do the most good.
Right, get to it. Now, Mr. Wilson.
Aye, sir.
Take some of your hands to the galley. Get all the pots, pans, and kettles you can find, fill them up with seawater, and start boiling it, ready to toss on them devils as soon as they come alongside.
Aye, aye, sir. We'll make it hot for them.
All right, men.
All your men standing to, Mr. Bixby?
Aye, aye, sir. We're ready with caps and bars and belaying pin.
Good. Aye, there's not enough firearms for the crew, but we're lucky to have five of the officers.
We'll do the best with what we've got, sir.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye, sir.
Your crew already?
Aye, sir. Four of them are strung out from here to the galley, ready to pass the boiling water. And the rest of them are ready to sell them as soon as they come alongside.
Ahoy, low! Look to your port side bow!
They're coming, eh?
Yes, there they come, sir. You can see the canoes coming now, sir.
Tim.
They're coming up. There's one getting closer.
Getting ready?
Yes. And get ready.
All right, Mr. Wilson. Hey. You start your bucket line. They're getting close. But don't start dousing them until I give the command.
Aye, sir.
All right, cook. Start fishing out the bucket. Pass them along, boys. Pass them along. Come on,
here they come, Captain Landers.
All right. Let them have it.
Have them with them, Billy. My oath. There's women among them, Captain.
Don't let any of them women near you, boys. They're worse than the men. Cut the hearts out!
Captain Landers, sir. Captain Landers.
Sambo! What the devil are you doing out here, Sambo? Get back in the galley and dish out that boiling water.
Yes, sir, but how's about me cutting out a couple of them centerboard pirates for the galley?
All right, Sambo, but out of my way. There's fighting to do.
Yes, sir.
We can't seem to hold them, Skipper. They keep on coming. It looks like curtains for us.
Shut your mouth and get at them.
Hiya.
We're going to chase these beach lights back where they belong.
Hey, Captain.
Yeah?
Captain, there's a breeze blowing up.
Hey,
freshen right along.
All right. Let's make one supreme effort to drive these black-hearted apes back into the water. Then we can get moving again.
All right, sir.
Come on, man. Come on.
Well, we beat them, sir. The last of them has just gone over the side.
All right, now's our chance. Pipe all hands, mate. There's a good fresh wind blowing.
Aye, aye, sir.
All right, Mr. Wilson. Have you cleared the deck?
Aye, aye, sir. I threw 14 of them savages over to the shark.
How's our casualty list, Mr. Dixon?
Third mate and two seamen dead. The others badly cut up and the rest just minor cuts and bruises, sir.
Well, we're mighty lucky at that. Everything shipshape now?
Aye, sir. There's one thing more.
Yes?
Sambo in the galley wants to know if you'll be a needin' cabin stewardess in case you get seasick, like.
Well, I... Of all the darndest things. What the devil is he talking about?
He says you told him he could grab himself a couple of them women cannibals. Well, he's got four.
What?
Sure. Got them hid in the sail room.
Call him out on deck.
Aye, aye, sir.
Ahoy there, Sambo. Come out of that galley. Up on the deck. On the devil.
Yes, Mr. Bixby. I'm coming. Did you ask the captain about
it? Ask him yourself. He wants to see you.
Sambo. What do you mean, bringing them women aboard my ship?
Well, I didn't bring them, Captain. They just come. But you done told me I could grab me a couple of them females, Captain. I dressed them up, and I'm going to put them to work for me.
Well, I'll be...
I thought you'd maybe like one half to work as stewardess and cabin leader.
All right, Sambo. You got them aboard now. You keep them. All four of them. You're used to wild women, so you can be their caretaker. And I'll charge their board to your salary.
But
no buts about it, it's settled. Whoa. That is, until we get near enough to an island to put them ashore.
Sail to starboard! Sail to starboard! This is the Southern Cross. Whaler out of New Bedford, bound for the south. Captain Abe Tompkins in command. What's your trouble?
This is Captain Landers of the Alina R. Curtis. Bound for Yokohama. We've got four native women aboard, captured off Sir Charles Harding Island. Can you take them aboard?
Sure. We'll buy and use them to trade at one of the Solomon Islands. Say you got four?
Aye. You want them?
Sure, if they're youngins. We got four extra sheep aboard. We'll trade you even. Four for four.
It's a deal. How can you get them? How will you get rid of them?
They're all as short of women on the Solomon. Those natives are all as in the market for gals. Treat them right, they do, too. They've paid plenty for them.
All right. We'll put a boat over and deliver them. Get your sheep ready.
Aye, aye.
All right, Mr. Bixby.
Throw the boat away. Oh, Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Break out those four cannibal gals and deliver them to the Southern Cross. And be sure to bring back the four sheep.
Aye, aye, sir. But Sambo's going to be brokenhearted. He's grown quite attached to one of those dusky bells.
Now, Sambo can go to the devil. But I'm darn glad there's a comic ending to this serious business. Don't forget, we were all nearly long pigs for those cannibal stew pots.
But instead of them using us for fresh meat, we're using them to get us fresh meat. Those sheep will make mighty good roast mutton.
There was loud rejoicing aboard the Alina R. Curtis that night when the crew sat down to a feast of fresh roast mutton. And everyone aboard was more than happy, except poor old Sambo, who felt he had been robbed of romance. You've just heard the front page drama, Long Pig to Fresh Mutton, a dramatization of Chapter 8 in that thrilling saga of the days of wooden ships and iron men when the Yankee Clipper ruled the seven seas. There's another unusual item of interest in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. But listen.
Is that all you think there is to married life?
A man with plenty of money who can supply you with a seven cruise, a stable coat, lots of excitement. What more do you want?
Certainly a lot more than that. Something that money alone can't buy. Happiness? Love?
Well, how about it? Will you marry me?
No.
More than once, Rosemary Mallard had heard this familiar proposal. Even her mother had urged her to marry a rich suitor. But Rosemary Mallard had dreams of her own, which she was determined would come true. She fought fate to follow the dictates of her heart and won. Read the opening chapters of Rosemary Mallard's romance in the year's most romantic novel, When a Girl's in Love, by the popular author Helen Topping Miller. When a Girl's in Love begins in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.